Tom Landry was fired 27 years ago. For many Texans, it was like a death. We remember where we were when we got the news. We were lost. He had been our coach since many of us were children, and now that we were 40, he was gone. Landry was known as the man in the hat. He was the stoic leader on the Dallas Cowboys sidelines, always wearing his fedora. He was impeccably dressed and a man so focused he rarely smiled. The word unemotional was often used to sum up Landry, but I can think of words that would be more fitting: character, honor, integrity, and faith. Landry was pure class on and off the field. He was ethos personified. In his 29 years as Dallas head coach, Landry led the Cowboys to more playoff seasons by far than they have had since. Something hard to realize is that the Cowboys still have not played as many games without Landry as they played with him. Under Landry, the Cowboys won 13 division titles and played in 5 Super Bowls, winning 2. They enjoyed 20 consecutive winning seasons, a record no NFL coach has come close to matching before or since. As glorious as those years were, none qualified as Landry's finest season in football. He played for the New York Giants professionally and was All-Pro 1 year, but that was not his finest season either. He played football on scholarship for the University of Texas, but his development there was put on hold by World War II. He volunteered to join the Army Air Corps and flew 30 missions over Germany, crash-landing once in Belgium. Though the wings were shaved off, he and all his men walked away without serious injury. One could consider his World War II service, in a Churchillian sense, his finest season. But we are talking football, so we have to go back further. To get to his best season ever, we have to go all the way back to his high school years in Mission, Texas, way down in the Rio Grande Valley. It was Landry's senior year. He played both sides of the ball. He played quarterback on offense and defensive back on defense. In 1940, Landry led the Mission Eagles to a perfect 12-0 season. They went all the way to the regional championship that year, which was as far as they could go. There was no state championship in those days. They dominated PSJA for district 33-0. They beat Aransas Pass for bi-district 19-0. In the regional game, they demoralized Hondo 33-0. Their fans were so devout, they were called the Missionaries. Many years later, in his autobiography, Landry wrote, "That autumn of glory, shared with my boyhood friends, remains perhaps the most meaningful season in my 50 years of football. The game was never more fun, the victories never sweeter, the achievement never more satisfying." Landry's flawless season and his impressive professional life thereafter was honored in 1975 when the Mission School District named the football stadium the Tom Landry Stadium. After he died in 2000, I-30 between Dallas and Fort Worth was named the Tom Landry Highway. To me, one of the trivial truths about Landry that speaks to his greatness is that his Cowboys never gave him a Gatorade bath. They never dumped the ice bucket down his back. Too much respect, I suppose. After his coaching days were over, he developed a sterling reputation as an inspirational speaker. He always advised young players to keep their lives ordered in this simple way: faith, family, and football. My favorite bit of advice that he often gave was this: as of today, you have 100% of your life left. That's the perspective of a champion. While the rest of us were using our energy being mad about the disrespectful firing of our icon, Landry was already moving on with his life. He didn't waste time being angry or bitter. With characteristic optimism, he said, "As a boy growing up in Mission, Texas, I always dreamed of being a cowboy. For 29 wonderful years, I was one." I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.